benim ucumdaydın. Döndüm gittiler. Hiçbir şey hatırlamıyorsun. Tüm gün yaşadıkları. Her yaptığımda ucum gidiyor. Kahvaltı geliyor. Onu uyandın. Tavanını uzat. Biraz daha sayım gelecekler.
A scene from the new Turkish movie called F-Type. It consists of 10 short films by some of the country's leading directors about the harsh conditions inside Turkey's high security F-Type jails.
Ama 5 ay önce sana müdahale ettiler. Zorla müdahale ettikleri için son 4 yılı hatırlamıyorsun. Gece yattığın zaman gün içinde yaptığın her şeyi...
This excerpt tells the story of a woman prisoner recovering from a prolonged hunger strike. She lost her memory and wakes up in solitary confinement, not knowing why. It's directed by Hüseyin Karabey. All the films which make up F-Type are fictional, but based on true stories. Karabey, who visited an F-Type jail and talked with many ex-prisoners, says the aim of the movie is to highlight the various debilitating aspects of prolonged solitude.
Inmates are staying in the cells 23 hours and they can't contact with any other inmates. They have only 1 hour a week to meet with 9 others inmates. Human creatures are social creatures. These punishments destroy the personality of the prisoners. If the person is a strong person, he finds himself in a big depression. If he's weak, he tries to commit suicide.
The 13 F-type prisons are mainly for people convicted of terrorist offences or political crimes, including conspiracies against the government. Inmates face decades of jail in solitary confinement or sharing a cell with 3 other prisoners. Some are awaiting trial. Investigative reporter Nedim Şener was detained for 13 months, accused of conspiring against the government.
Bizim kaldığımız koğuş zaten 3 kişilik ve 13 ay boyunca hiç kimseyi görmeden kaldık.
There were 3 people in my cell. For 13 months we didn't see anybody else, just each other. I can only describe the place as a concrete grave, a place where people are left to decay. Your eyesight goes, your sense of taste and touch disappear. Your attention to color fades. They've managed to set up a system that kills your soul. You can't get back to life even after you leave that place.
The F-type prisons were introduced back in 2000. They replaced dormitory-style jails which were notorious for being dirty and overcrowded, where bullying was rife. The European Union, which Turkey aspires to join, was extremely critical of the conditions in these jails. But prisoners did not want to be transferred to the new F-type prisons with their small cells. And more than 1,000 prisoners in jails across the country went on hunger strike in protest. Their transferal went ahead, and the operation was broadcast live across the country. 30 prisoners and 2 security officers were killed as they were moved. Around 100 other prisoners died from the hunger strike. The F-type jails with their hygienic conditions have been welcomed by the EU after visits to the prisons. But Emma Sinclair Webb of the New York-based Human Rights Watch says EU officials are not getting the full picture.
The physical conditions of the prison are good in terms of how prisons used to be in Turkey, where the conditions, the physical conditions were very poor. And the F-type prisons have better physical conditions. But, of course, a one-off visit like that never provides any picture of what the prison's regime is, where you have people in prolonged solitary confinement whose mental health deteriorates and who are not receiving proper treatment or evaluation of their mental health. It's not a question just of changing buildings or changing physical environment. It's the regime of the prison that needs to change.
Human rights groups claim the isolation of the prisoners makes them vulnerable to abuse by prison guards. The film F-Type is now on show in Europe, and its producers are hoping its powerful and often disturbing stories will raise awareness about these prison conditions. But director Karabey says it's necessary to raise awareness in Turkey too.
Turkish society knows the dormitory style, you know, in dirty places, you know, everyone staying together. They never had an idea about these new hygienic cells type things. So in the movie, you see it's clean, it looks like a room, but you know, At the end of the movie, you understood that it's terrible, terrible, and it's not comparable with the old ones. It's white torture.
The F-Type film's 10 directors are hoping will help Turkish human rights groups who've been pressing for an easing of the solitary confinement conditions. But the government for now has ruled out any concessions, claiming other countries, notably the US, have similar prison regimes for serious offenders. Observers warn that without international pressure and domestic support, improvements in prison conditions is unlikely. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.